W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and a teacher dead, as well as six others hospitalized. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl carried out the shooting and took her own life. The man picked to head up the Health and Human Services Department has been visiting Capitol Hill.
President-elect Trump is defending his health secretary nominee, Robert Kennedy Jr., whose views on vaccines are facing scrutiny as Kennedy meets with senators crucial to his confirmation. Kennedy has said he does not want to take away access to vaccines, but has questioned their safety, even suggesting the polio vaccine could have potentially deadly side effects. The CDC denies that claim.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The senior general in charge of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons programs has been killed by a remote-controlled explosive device that was hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine is claiming responsibility. This is ABC News. A new worry in Florida. Sinking buildings.
A new study warns dozens of buildings in South Florida are sinking. Researchers at the University of Miami found at least 35 coastal buildings affected by what they call subsidence. The study follows the collapse of a condo tower in Surfside, Florida in 2021, where 98 people were killed. Although sinking was not a factor in that disaster, researchers did find the building next door was sinking.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. It's just not Florida either. Last year, researchers found the entire city of New York is sinking, albeit pretty slowly, about 4 millimeters a year. Arrested again, the same woman who tried to get out of the U.S. by stowing away on a flight from New York to Paris. Now Svetlana Dali has been arrested in Buffalo. She apparently cut off her ankle monitor and tried to catch a bus to Canada. And a new competitor to Google, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, is making its search engine available now to everyone for free. It had limited to paid subscribers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But it's and I joke about it, and all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the Investigate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wasota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Here I go. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Tuesday morning, December 17th, another beautiful day to have you here. Up North, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network through the Civic Media app or by podcast or watching us on Facebook or YouTube. Thanks for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. If you had a chance to rewrite our Constitution, what would you do with it? Because there are some more far-right politicians who want to call a constitutional convention and consider some pretty crazy stuff. But what if we went the other day, other way? What if we did things like, you know, get big money out of politics or clarify the Second Amendment to get weapons of war off our streets or get rid of that criminally unbalanced electoral college? What ideas would you have for changing up the Constitution? We'll be talking about that in our second hour today. First, of course, we will have the latest on the Madison school shooting yesterday, the victims, the shooter, and a reminder that these tragedies are preventable. They don't happen anywhere else to the degree that they happen here in the U.S. We will talk to a couple of my Up North News colleagues, as we do every Tuesday, social media manager Sharita Booker and community editor Christina Laurie. We'll talk about some of the more popular stories and posts on the Up North News website, social media, and more, the newsletter. We'll talk about the return of some restaurant names that we thought had gone extinct, Chi-Chi's among them. Also in our second hour, we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about the recent Wisconsin Farmers Union annual state convention, and he'll be joined by Chris Marion of Women in Conservation to talk about that topic. Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO in Wausau, whose show follows this one up there in the Wausau area, will visit with us at 7:50, and about an hour from now, we'll meet with meteorologist Brittany Merlot to get the latest on the forecast, because things are looking a little dicey out there, shall we say. I can tell you that for parts of east central Wisconsin, southeast Wisconsin, south central Wisconsin, there's going to be a dusting of snowfall this evening and into tomorrow morning. But then there could be accumulating snowfall Thursday through Thursday night. Meanwhile, out in our part of the state here, throughout western Wisconsin, a swath of 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely on Thursday, with the heaviest amounts looking most likely along and north of I-94. So Brittany Merlot will have much more to say about that for us in just a bit. Temperatures right now in the 6 a.m. hour, heading to the bus stop, getting the kids ready. It looks like this. It's 29 here in Chippewa Falls, 28 in Hayward, 27 in Amory. Wausau is at 30. So is La Crosse. So is Wisconsin Rapids. Green Bay's at 35, Madison 33, Waukesha 32 degrees right now. And at Radio Park in Racine, it is 37 degrees where we catch up with Greg Bach, who is monitoring, not monitoring, you're board operating, you're producing, you're managing. What's the right verb for engineering?
Pat, let me help you out there. I'm not board operating. I'm excited operating. How you doing?
Very nice. Thank you.
I am just your humble, everyday guy pushing the knobs and helping out. That's what it's a pleasure to be here.
It's all touch screens now. It's none of those silly dials. And
oh, thank God there's no touch screens here for this.
Tony writes in on YouTube, hey, you're not going to let that huge, monumental, gigantic NBA Cup final tonight go on without a mention, are you? Well, now you've taken care of that, Tony. Thank you very much.
So what happened?
Oh, no, it's tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. What's tonight, Pat?
You want to do this? Okay, yeah. Here we go. Tonight is the Bucks versus Oklahoma City in Las Vegas in the NBA in-season tournament Emirates Cup Championship. Ship.
Tony got his fit.
All right. Yep. Got that out of our system. Good. Let's move right along to what's in the Up North News daily newsletter today. You can sign up for it over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Christina Laurie puts that together. Has some more Wisconsin-based gift ideas. For example, an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. It gets the recipient free admission. Did you know Wisconsin has 12 historic sites and museums? Free admission to those. Plus, the price of membership directly helps the Wisconsin Historical Society collect, preserve, and share more stories and artifacts from our state's past. Also in today's newsletter, it's time to draw up your 2025 bucket list for Wisconsin road trips. So why not start with a story that outlines the state's most beautiful natural wonders? We couldn't even limit it to a top 10 list, so check out the 11 natural wonders of Wisconsin in today's newsletter. A reminder that coming up an hour from now, we will have our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest with all kinds of grown-up grand prizes. You'll have to text in a keyword that we will be telling you about less than an hour from now. Coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network, Matt Nair on air with one Greg Bach joining in. Congressman Mark Pocan will be the guest at 10:50. Terry Barr at 11. And then I got to ask, what's this thing at 11:30? It just says HAWS.
We're talking to Haws. They are a pet rescue place in Waukesha County. I want to get the name correct here. It's let's see here. Haws stands for don't have it on your website. Come on now. Here we go. Humane Animal Welfare Society. So okay. We have them on from time to time. They're having an adoption special right now. And we've had them on before. It's great cause, great people, but they're in Waukesha. So, and if you go on their website, you'll see adorable puppies that you can't say no to.
See, I saw that acronym and I thought it was kind of like, you know, your show also has HitSit, which is how is this still a thing? HitSat, how is this still a thing?
So I
thought it was another clever acronym of yours.
Oh, no, we just have the TISBAT. This shouldn't be a thing.
Or this shouldn't be a thing. There you go. Then coming up on Maggie Dawn Show at 6 or 2. I love this. In the 2 o'clock hour, she has listed as a show description. Aaron Rodgers commenting on Pat McAfee's sports talk show about how it's lame for washed-up athletes to be highlighted on sports talk shows for saying outrageous things designed to keep them relevant, said Aaron Rodgers. On Pat McAfee's sports talk show.
Yeah.
I've never heard a level of lack of self-awareness like that, perhaps, ever. And the interwebs are loving turning this around on Aaron Rodgers.
Like, oh.
The greatest cell phone in sports talk history.
We have a sports person on every Thursday, and we were supposed to talk about a lot of stuff. We spent almost the entire time talking about Aaron Rodgers, and we specifically talked about that he was complaining about punditry nowadays, and he was doing, and his complaints was on the Pat McAfee show, and he goes, I'm not talking about this show, of course. Of course you're not.
No, you're fine, pal. No worries.
You're great.
So that'll be talked about this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn show. And let's see, at the 6:15, just about here, let's make the transition over to, you know, what happened yesterday. Again, a case where a school shooting makes national headlines and unfortunately happens right here in Wisconsin. And I'm going to make clear, and I don't think it'll surprise most folks to this program, do not say that it's going to be too soon to talk about what's next. Because as far as I'm concerned, the moments after every school shooting from now on are not too soon, but rather the right time to remind folks that the killings of our children and teachers are preventable, not inevitable. And that there are people who win elections who could do something about this carnage, and they choose to ignore their own voters and do nothing. First, let's tell you the latest here. It was a 15-year-old student, a girl, who opened fire inside a study hall at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, killing a teacher, killing a teenager. Two other teenagers are critically wounded. The girl wounded six others total, including the two students in critical condition. A teacher and three other students were taken to a hospital with less serious injuries, and two of them were later released. The shooter was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound when officers arrived. She died en route to the hospital. Police declined to offer any other details about the shooter, including no word yet about a motive. The school's director of elementary and school relations said when they practice safety routines at the school, the leaders always announce that it's a drill. That didn't happen Monday on this week before the Christmas break. So she said when students heard lockdown, lockdown, they knew that it was real. And again, there's no word on a motive. The first 911 call of an active shooter came in from a second grader at 10:57 in the morning. First responders were there 3 minutes after the initial call. The shooter is believed to have used a 9mm pistol. No word on how she was able to get that. In a statement, President Joe Biden cited the tragedy and called on Congress again to pass universal background checks, a national red flag law, and certain gun restrictions. And I should also note that over the weekend came the 12th anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook, in which 20 six- and seven-year-old children were gunned down. And I would remind people that about 4 months after that happened, in April of 2013, there was a bipartisan push to finally put some of these most basic gun safety measures that have 80 and in some cases 90% approval by the American public into law. And some of those measures got as many as 56 votes, 56 bipartisan votes in the U.S. Senate. That's nearly a miracle in this day and age. And yet the Senate still has, for reasons only God can know, a 60-vote threshold to get almost anything done. A minority of senators representing less than 40% of the public can kill the things that are designed to keep our kids from getting killed. Ron Johnson was among those who voted no consistently over and over again. He offered his condolences and prayers yesterday and said he would monitor the situation. But I fear that yet again he's monitoring it on behalf of the NRA and not the children in his own state who are dying. That's the latest on the shooting, and the Civic Media News team, of course, will follow the story throughout the day. Coming up next, we'll take things a little lighter and visit with Sherita Booker on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Quiet down. Here she comes.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK, Amory Community Center's Christmas Day Dinner is coming on Christmas Day. The community center located on Harriman Avenue South, and the dinner will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Suggested donation of $10 for adults and $5 for children. Christmas Day, 11 to 2 at the Amory Community Center. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
And now it's time to check in with Charita Booker, our social media manager, who takes everything that comes into to our newsrooms across the state and puts them up on the social media platforms. Everything from the features to the serious. Charita Booker, hello. How are you?
Hey, Pat. Good. How are you?
Doing all right as we start to head along into the final countdown to the holiday season and, of course, the cold weather as well. And as we look at some of the most popular stories on social media platforms that you've been putting up, the predictability just frightens me. We're going to end with the predictability of a lovely holiday parade in Wisconsin, but we're going to start with the predictability that somebody's not going to properly check the ice conditions before they go out in their car. And you've got a post that had video of it.
Yep. We showed a video of a man's SUV actually falling through the ice on Puckaway Lake in Greene County recently. And according to Fox 6, witnesses that the man had been parked on the ice all day before breaking through the ice around 3 p.m. And luckily, he was able to escape and the SUV was pulled from the lake the following day. And the ice that day was estimated to be only a few inches thick. And the Wisconsin DNR sent out a reminder that no ice is safe ice, especially during early winter, when conditions are unpredictable. And Lisa said, I wouldn't walk on ice this then, let alone drive on it. Is he from Illinois? And Nick said, he can't be from Wisconsin. And then Blue said, as fast as he was climbing out that window, he must have suspected that was going to happen.
And if you suspect it's going to, maybe that's your cue not to go forward. I don't know. I can't see the license plate from here. It was Green Lake County, Fox 6 video. They're crediting Andy Dernberger for shooting it. And again, the ice just on the video looks like, no, why would you do that? Now, here on Lake Wissota, which is on a river, so we've got a current coming through and everything. So, I mean, you don't see much for activity out here until deep into winter when several people have checked, you know, the ice thickness. And I'll tell you what, where we are, we have an ice party, not every winter, because some years the ice isn't, you know, in great condition. But there's sometimes when we go about 100 yards out onto the lake and there, you know, we play games there. Yes, there's a bonfire. And but again, you've got really thick ice that, you know, multiple people are checking. But I just am not one of those people that would take a car out on the ice. It's such an expensive mistake otherwise.
Yeah, and me neither. And I can't swim, so it's absolutely not for me.
No. I will say as well, we once saw a grader, like a bulldozer, go through the ice once as well. And those fines can get to be kind of hefty because when a vehicle goes through the ice and it's got gas in the tank, I mean, it's now technically an environmental hazard. And it's not cheap to have that thing hooked and hauled out of there. So folks, look at the video and just have it reinforced that that is just not the kind of thing that you want to do. All right, so if winter in Wisconsin wouldn't be the same without some chucklehead going through the ice, how about if we say the holidays in Wisconsin wouldn't be the same without? And this is one of our fill-in-the-blank posts that you see on social media. So, Sharita, the holidays in Wisconsin wouldn't be the same without what, according to the responses you were seeing?
So Chris said Tom and Jerry's, and Food Critic 1965 said that one uncle that never makes it to Thanksgiving because he is hunting. Dave said Kringle. Debbie said cannibal sandwiches. Kelly said grandchildren. Lori said snow. And Jen said the Wii Energy's cookbook. And I have a fun fact about that. My partner actually works for Wii Energy, so we always get those ahead of the public. So I'll always ruffle through those and see what people put in there this year.
There's a Wii Energy's cookbook? How did I not know about this?
It's like a big deal. People wait in line to get those, like in their cars for like miles.
Really? Wow. Yes. I mean, I've seen more than my share of, you know, church cookbooks up here, but I didn't know that Wii Energy's did that down there in your part of the state. So that's so yeah, definitely a staple of the holiday season then. I totally get that. And yes, folks, we saw some of your smart alecky answers and your political answers too. And come on, kids, play nice. The post is still up. You can still provide your answers. The person that said Tom and Jerry's, I'd go along with that. I'd put in, you know, hot chocolate, you know, appropriately doctored in whatever way you like. Hot toddies, hot buttered rum. I love the warm beverages and just plain old hot chocolate. How about you? The holidays in Wisconsin wouldn't be the same without?
So I've been going to my grandparents' house every year since I was an adult, and I lived with them when I was a kid. So my whole 35 years of living, I've spent Christmas at the same place. And my grandparents have actually been living in that home for 55 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So there you go. You can answer that on any of our social media sites. What is it that makes the holidays in Wisconsin special? I'll tell you one thing. It wouldn't be the same without the Bridge to Wonderland parade in Chippewa Falls. This thing is adorbs, to quote the kids. And Sharita, you got to put up some amazing photography that was taken from the Chippewa Falls Christmas parade.
Yeah, and it almost looked like it was a Hallmark movie, but no, it was just the parade, which was themed Candyland this year and Chippewa Falls. And the photographer Mike Howard said that he always wanted to capture shots of the parade that show the awesome crowds they get, and he finally got a chance to do so. So take a look at those pictures. They look really cool. And Kim said, way better than a Hallmark movie. The bar is set. And Paul said, small town Wisconsin knows how to do it big.
It is. It's just amazing. And I did not know anything about the Bridge to Wonderland parade when we moved to Chippewa Falls in 1995. So coming up on 30 years now. And so we heard about it the first time, and we were like, what? You doing a parade in the wintertime for Christmas? You go to downtown Chippewa. They've got it decorated so wonderfully and so many lights, and everybody just really gets into it. And it's just something to really be proud of up here. Now, Mike Howard, his photography is just stellar. I love everything that he puts up from around the Chippewa Falls area and really captures the spirit of the Bridge to Wonderland parade. So if you ever have reason to be up in this area during, you know, that first weekend or so of December, come on up and see it. Sharita, you ever be to any kind of a Christmas parade or winter parade like that by you?
I haven't, unfortunately, but it's on my bucket list now, amongst many other things.
It should. I mean, look, some years it's a little colder than others, you know, but it is still such a wonderful treat most years that folks can see. So again, take a look at that and all the other things that make Wisconsin such a wonderful place to live by checking out our social media posts. Sharita Booker puts those up, our social media manager. Sharita, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you a little later.
Bye, Pat.
All right, when we come back, we'll visit with Christina Lori. This is Up North News Radio from Lake Wasota here in Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Still, no resolution on another farm bill, a farm bill extension, or any farm financial aid. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says their organization, along with commodity groups and farmers themselves, were on Capitol Hill this past weekend trying to implore Congress to do their job.
We need to keep up this drumbeat. Congress hasn't done its job for a long time. They keep kicking the can down the road on the farm bill for 2 years now, which is part of the reason that farmers are in such a tough spot. So we need farmers to call their members of Congress and to send emails today to say that it's time to step up and help cover the massive losses that agriculture has experienced before we see any more of our farms go under.
Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have been doing it. More than 3,000 farmers have reached out to Congress just since Saturday, but Duvall says they need to keep the pressure on. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning. The pressure is on soybeans and wheat. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
In the dairy complex yesterday, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 173. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 2 1/4, 182 and a quarter. While AA butter gained 3.5 cents at 250 a pound. This morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a nickel at 20.25. So far on a Tuesday morning, March corn's up a half at 445. December next year, up a half at 441. January soybeans are down a penny, 981. November new crop down a penny, 997. The March wheat is down 2 at 548. July new crop down 2.5 at 565 a bushel. There's just a quick snapshot on what's happening in the marketplace so far on a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Back now on Up North News Radio with Christina Laurie, our community editor. She puts together our newsletter and all kinds of other great Wisconsin features. Find those posts on social media as well. Sherita Booker puts those up for us, but Christina Laurie tracks a lot of them down, and she's with us this morning. Christina, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you, Pat?
Pretty good, thanks. Have you recovered yet from the Willie Adames news of him leaving the Brewers?
Yes, the hesitation in answering, because it's like we all love him mm-hmm. because of how good of a player he is. So this contract is so deserved. I'm happy for him. I, you know, reiterate the sentiments that Pat Murphy had too. He said the first thing, he just texted him congratulations when he heard the news, because there's no one more deserving of the biggest contract in Giants history. But it's just going to be hard to see him in a different uniform. But the solace I'm finding is that it really kind of is the best case scenario of the options out there for Brewers fans, because all the rumors were that he was heading to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So I'm happy we're not going to have to face him there.
No. I'm trying to do a little less damage to us when we face him now that he's in a different uniform. So as I was looking at some of the other recent sports news here, I also was noticing the post about both the Badger men's and women's hockey teams are going to be playing at Wrigley Field on January 4th. That would be cool. And I've been to Wrigley Field once, and I'm like, okay, I've seen it for a baseball game. That's fine. That would be kind of fun to go see a hockey game there.
Fun, except, I mean, I guess it's how bold you are in the cold weather, because
it is
going to be January 4th in Chicago. Mm-hmm. If I'm from that area, so it can get extra windy and extra frigid out there. So especially if you're staying for both the men's and women's games, I think the women start at 4 p.m. and then the men don't start until 8 p.m. So that's a long day. Bundle up. But I'm glad you brought this up, because someone who follows me on Facebook recently sent me a link. They're coordinating some fan transportation from Madison. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is looking for a last minute ride, they have a bus that holds more than 70 people that they're still looking to fill up. So you can head over to my Facebook page and find that link. If you're interested, it's $40 round trip, and you get to be with a bunch of Badger fans the whole way. Sounds like a really fun time.
It does indeed. Yes. Well, good. And let's see, let's get to, we've covered, the Brewers, we've covered Badger hockey. Let's get to the Packers. Of course, we're not going to talk about the game here. We're talking about who's singing the national anthem. It's Craig T. Nelson. We asked about this a few days back, and I think it still gets some people going, I didn't know that was in his wheelhouse, but when you're starring in a forthcoming movie about the Packers, I guess this is just part of the package, huh?
Yes. So Craig T. Nelson, you might know him better if you were a fan of the 90s sitcom Coach. Mm-hmm. He played Hayden Fox. So he has some experience in the sports world. He was that was the head coach of the fictional Minnesota State Screaming Eagles. But he moved a little bit southeast, and now he's taking over Wisconsin. He recently filmed a movie called Green and Gold. It's about a fourth-generation dairy farmer who bets everything on the 93 Packers winning the Super Bowl. If you're a Packers fan, you can probably predict how that bet fared, considering our Super Bowl win didn't happen mm-hmm. that year. But the movie itself, it looks like a fantastic movie. The trailer actually just came out, and it was shot entirely in Door County and Green Bay a few years ago in 2021. But as promotion for the film, Craig T. Nelson will be singing the national anthem at the Packers home closer against the Bears the first Sunday in January.
Or Saturday. Yeah. Still TBD with all the flex scheduling that the NFL does.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. The last weekend, I should say, of January. Yes. He'll be there promoting it. He'll be singing the national anthem. And what's really cool about this, and you know, I would have never pegged myself as like the biggest Craig T. Nelson fan. I had seen a few episodes of Coach. Probably my biggest exposure to him was the voice as of Mr. Incredible in the Disney animated film, The Incredibles. But I am dying to see this movie, because it's a small independent film that is made by two directors who are both diehard Green Bay fans. And they just sent the script to Craig, hoping that he would open it and read it and just give it some consideration. But they never actually thought that they would get him in their movie because it was a low budget film. He is a big name actor.
Yeah.
And actors who take up stories that are just good stories, not necessarily because he's going to win an Oscar for it, or he's going to, you know, get a millions and millions of dollars for doing this. He just did it for the love of the story. So it also speaks a lot to how good the movie will probably be if he was drawn to it. So yeah, you have a new Craig T. Nelson fan in me, and I'm really interested to hear him sing the national anthem.
Yeah, I mentioned before several days back when he's on Young Sheldon and, you know, now the spinoff, George and Mandy's First Marriage. He does occasionally act like he wants to sing and play the guitar, and they're always kind of, you know, telling him, no, don't do it. But turns out he probably actually can. And I'm looking forward to seeing that and hearing what he's got to do there. I want to come back to the Brewers for a sec, though, because I started with Willy Adames, but I completely forgot that, you know, you've got winter meetings and everything else that's going on. And, you know, what other Brewers news you were following as we all count down till spring training?
Yes, it's hard to believe that we're less than 80 days away from pitchers reporting to the start of spring training. So baseball season is just around the corner. And just a couple exciting updates from last week's winter meetings is that we found out that both Yelich and Brandon Woodruff, their recovery from their respective surgeries that took them out for, well, Woodruff all of last season and then Yelich about half of it, are going well. Yelich is not back swinging yet. That's what Pat Murphy was saying, but he is doing a lot of other baseball drills. So whatever that means, but he expects him to play all of spring training with the team. And then Woodruff's condition is a little bit more up in the air, but the part that stuck out to me was that Pat Murphy is just really excited to get him back with the club. He thinks he can just be such a mentor to a lot of the younger arms that they have on the team. So they're not sure whether or not he's really going to be ready to join the starting rotation at the start of the season, but they do expect him to see out, you know, fans to see him out on the mound sometime within the season. But he really seemed optimistic that his biggest asset might just come being like that cheerleader, kind of taking on that role, right, that Adames, that void of being everyone else's support system.
Right. Like Yelly was when he was injured, but still in the dugout. So to get Wu back in the dugout would be a positive thing, but on the mound, of course, would be even better. So we'll certainly keep our fingers crossed for that.
And one other really interesting thing that came out, which I didn't really realize that players do this anymore, because it seems like, you know, baseball players make so much money playing during the regular season. Mm-hmm. You would think the majority of them want their off season to be off. But apparently Jackson Chourio's $82 million eight-year contract is not enough. And for the love of the game, he's still going to be playing back home in his Venezuelan baseball league for the winter. So that's fun to see him out there. He's going to be taking some swings for that team.
As long as he's careful. Yes.
Yeah. He's apparently done this for the past three off seasons when he was in the minors. So I think he knows how it works. And, you know, your body recovers differently when you're still only 20 years young.
Yes. Yes. I just, you know, every one of us with any degree of superstition whatsoever are thinking, yeah, the difference is this time he has signed a big fat contract that obviously, you know, the fans would like to see protected. But since we can't put him in bubble wrap, I guess we're just going to have to make do.
Well, this is the thing that I heard a lot of fans saying about Giannis playing in the Olympics. And something that all Americans, I hope, are realizing is that we have all of these great professional sports and athletes that we often take for granted here in the States. But back in their native countries, that's like their god. I mean, Jackson Chourio to them is just the biggest role model. So for fans there to get to see him do what he loves and excels so much at in person is a giant deal for that community. So it's cool that he's able to do it.
Yes. Without a doubt. We don't begrudge him that at all. Just
I just seen the comments on social. It happened a lot with Giannis saying, you know, he needs to commit to his team. And sometimes players prioritize their home country over their current team. And I don't know that that's bad.
Again, I think a lot of people would. And that's okay. You know, just be careful while you're doing it. Yeah. We're going to talk about restaurant chains for a moment. Some that we thought were gone making a comeback. But I do also want to point out that in some of our recent social media posts, we've talked about restaurant chains that have been and are still around. But we actually get into their origin story. You've done that recently with Rocky Rococo's Pizza and with Cousin Subs, answering the age-old question. Yes, Cousin Subs was started by cousins. And in case anybody wondered, Rocky Rococo was kind of a play on the Rocky Raccoon song by the Beatles. I just love the little bits of trivia that we drop in now and then about Wisconsin, you know, mainstays. Nice to have a little history lesson.
Yes. And a few weeks ago, if you guys remember, we were having a discussion about what previously discontinued change we'd love to bring back here in Wisconsin. I think my pick, which I don't know that Wisconsin ever had one, Chicago certainly did, and so did the Mall of America. My pick would have been Rainforest Cafe, because that just like is my childhood. It's so nostalgic. But two of those chains that we discussed that a lot of people voted for that they wanted to see come back are coming back.
Okay, now I know one of them's Chi Chi's, right?
Yes. I was going to go first. Big Boy is already open.
I didn't know that one.
That one's already open in the Dells. So if you have a hankering for a good burger, they also sell beer now at that location too. And it's home to the largest collection of big boy statues. So that's worth the trip in and of itself. You also, Chi Chi's is the one that I'm personally most excited for too. It sounds like you are as well.
As a former employee, yes.
Yep. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. So what's your go-to? You know the menu better than me.
I was such a chimichanga person. But again, I was a starving college student in 1985 when they opened up. And as a server there, of course, when you had a few extra pennies and could afford to get a fajita, which of course they called a chajita because it was Chi Chi's, you know, you'd go get that. And nobody has yet made fried ice cream as good as they made it at Chi Chi's. And I swear I've had it in many, many places. Nobody else even comes close. So if this new incarnation of Chi Chi's can get the fried ice cream right, then we can be friends.
So just a little background for people hearing this. The last Chi Chi's in Wisconsin closed 20 years ago, and they just announced last week that they will be reopening two new locations in Minnesota sometime next year. And then they're going to look to expand beyond that, but we don't have any specific locations yet. But since the chain was originally founded by a restaurateur from Minnesota, as well as former Packer Max McGee, a lot of people are speculating future locations will inevitably open here in Wisconsin, which is good news. But I'm still stuck on the fact that you used to work at Chi Chi's. Were you a server?
Yeah, sir. Well, started as a host and then did server as well to make some extra money tip wise, which of course included, you know, singing birthday songs and all of that good stuff.
Because I waited tables as a college student as well. And because I was not 21 at the time, the rules in Illinois was that you could only work at restaurants that didn't serve alcohol. So I worked at a breakfast restaurant. Mm-hmm. And my theory is that breakfast restaurants and Mexican restaurants are the absolute hardest to be a server at, just because there's so many things that you have to keep refilling. Like with breakfast, it was always making sure they have enough butter and syrup and their coffee is hot and refilled, and the food has to go out fast because it gets cold very quickly. And the same is true with Mexican restaurants. I mean, you have to make sure that chip basket is always filled, their salsa, their drinks, but at least you get the increased tip revenue from alcoholic beverages.
Yes.
I didn't have that luxury in breakfast.
No. That part I very much enjoyed. And again, hope that when it reopens, that folks are generous tippers there as well, because they are going to take good care of you and keep everything filled on your table. All right. To learn about these stories and more, follow us on social media or, of course, the newsletters that Christina Laurie puts together for us every weekday morning. Christina, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right. When we come back, we will have today's history lesson and more on Up North News Radio. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Time for today's history lesson, kicking off with the legendary, the late Eddie Kendricks of the Temptations, born this day in 1939, born in Alabama. That's his famous falsetto you hear there, doing the lead on The Way You Do the Things You Do, Just My Imagination, and so many others. Never pass up a chance to play a Temptations tune. It was on this day in 1989 that that brand new TV network, Fox, premiered a cartoon series called The Simpsons.
Fox will never last. It's a flash in the pan.
I know. You can't. There's only ever meant to be three networks.
We're
just supposed to watch three channels, three and a half if you count PBS, you know, but that's it. We don't need anything more than that. 5,000 channels later, how I wish we had just three choices sometimes.
Welcome to the Underground Monster Truck Cooking Channel.
running reruns of The Simpsons,
yeah,
because
right.
It still does well after all these many years. 35 years ago, The Simpsons debuted on Fox. Wow.
Bart Simpson and I are the same age. Like,
are you?
In theory, we are at the same age.
Congratulations. Tony puts up on YouTube, cartoons for kids or for adults, it'll never work. It did, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Happy 75th birthday to Paul Rogers, lead singer from a couple of different rock and roll groups. We heard him a little earlier with Bad Company. And there he was with Free. That's all the time we have to play for Paul Rogers today. 75 years old today. On this day in 1903, the Wright brothers made their first famous flight, a controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It took off a couple of hours late because of, you know, crew shortages, and they had to do de-icing and get the luggage loaded. But, yeah. Happy 63rd birthday to Sarah Dallin. You don't know her. You know the group. She was one of the founding members of Bananarama.
Is she the one married to the other guy in Wham?
I don't know.
Okay.
Good question.
All right.
I just want to make sure I didn't, you know, mispronounce it as Bananarama or something. You know,
Bananarama.
Bananarama. Sarah Dale, 63 today, born in Bristol, England. Today is the Pope's birthday. Pope Francis is 88 years old today. Eugene Levy is 78 years old. And what's his son, Dan?
Dan, yeah.
From that show that you don't like when I talk about. So
what? I love talking about that show.
Just as long as I don't say the title, right?
True, yeah. I mean, I still don't know about that one. I like to say just to thumb your nose at the powers that be.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what Eugene Levy was thinking when he named it Schitt's Creek. But that's something for the FCC to decide. Oh, wait, we're off the air? What? Oh, sorry.
God, okay. Well, darn it.
Got to go home now. This week in 1968, Marvin Gaye scored his first number one hit on the singles chart. This was the number one song for 5 weeks, starting this week in 1968. Motown had the top three spots on the singles chart, with Love Child by the Supremes and For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder rounding out the top three on the Billboard Hot 100. This is the anniversary of the first NFL championship game. It was played between the Chicago Bears and the New York Giants at Wrigley Field. And the Bears won that first NFL championship game 23-21. Have they won any since? Wait, yeah, there was that Super Bowl shuffle one.
Yeah, it's like 50 years later or something. And what they don't tell people is that in 1933 in that game, everyone's horses and trolleys were broken into in Wrigleyville.
Had to go there. On this day in 1991, Michael Jackson's eighth album, Dangerous, hit number one, including this single. See, Black or White was another single off the Dangerous album, number one this week in 1991. And in 2015, so 9 years ago this week, Adele had the number one album with 25. Lots of singles on there, including this one. "25" also gave us "Hello," "When We Were Young," and "Water Under the Bridge," among others. It was what you might call a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Let's see. Roger writes in from Stevens Point on Facebook, and I saw this yesterday, the new Billboard Hot 100 chart for this week. Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" is the number one song in the country this week. And that means over all the years that that song has been out, for 30 years, this is now its 16th week at number one, which ties her own personal record for the most weeks where she's had a song in the number one position. Of course, this one's, you know, over a period of 30 years. But, yeah, congratulations to Mariah Carey, once again, having a number one hit.
I have a piece of trivia that I wanted to share with you before we went off to the second hour. This is official trivia here.
Oh, yes.
The number one Christmas song of all time has been voted on, and it is Paul McCartney's "Wonderful Christmas Time." And he can't be here today, but I want to accept this award on behalf of Sir Paul McCartney. He says thank you to Pat. Without you, without your support, he couldn't have done this. And he's really happy to be in your life, buddy.
No, there's 40 more seconds in the segment. You go ahead and fill it, pal. You just go ahead and take it from here. No, okay, I'll take it back. Give me that steering wheel. Today is National Device Appreciation Day. Appreciate your devices, people.
Okay.
Respect your robot overlords. This is National Maple Syrup Day, and it's also Saturnalia for all you pagans out there who need something else to celebrate for the winter solstice, which is coming up Saturday morning. And then finally, the days start getting longer.
Yes.
Much more in the second hour of Up North News Radio, still ahead here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was too strong. You
were trembling. You couldn't have. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police talking more about the shooting in a Madison, Wisconsin Christian school that left two people, a student and a teacher, dead and six others wounded. Investigators tell ABC's Alex Perez a 15-year-old girl was the gunman.
The suspected shooter using a handgun, police say, injuring at least six others, dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The chaos unfolding just before 11 a.m. Monday. Authorities from across the state responding to Abundant Life Christian, a private K-12 school, after a second grader called 911.
A senior Russian general responsible for Russian chemical, biological, and nuclear readiness was killed today in a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment in Moscow, the blast coming a day after Ukraine leveled criminal charges against him. Ukraine is claiming responsibility. After months of deadlock, Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer to a ceasefire to end their 14-month war. Mediation talks starting up again recently. This is ABC News.